May God forgive us.
May God forgive us.
Many more were crucified, some resurrected, many died since Jesus spoke his words.
When Jesus spoke his words,
that's when Jesus spoke his words. When our Lord was crucified, he never even tried to hide.
You cowards. Welcome, you stoats. Welcome, you weasels.
Oh, I don't know. I think we should do it again.
Welcome, you fucking slugs. How was that beautiful, dude? We got it.
Whatever. There's another part to it. Did we get the Surely the Apocalypse Has Returned part?
Yes.
We did? All right.
Apocalypse is back. Listen.
I think, well, hang on.
It's Hallows Eve, you cowards.
And I think that if there's one thing I think about... Hang on one second. Oh, how very appropriate.
It's Hallows Eve. I've been walking the streets of New York City, and it's been awash with human-animal chimera. Pig people. Cat people. Joker people. Sheeple.
And if there's one thing...
Bat people. Cuck people. The city of New York has been taken over by inhuman human-animal chimera.
Three ads.
Yes. The ads have not been... Y'all, it's Halloweekend. Baby, Monday night, Halloween. This is the one night a week that God gets a shot at the Apocalypse where he could possibly kill us or sexually humiliate us or get at us in any way. 364 days of the year, God is powerless against us. But on this day, Hallows Eve, God has his chance to come after us and make us pay. Pat, please clap your hands to punish the cast. And the cast said... Yes, it is.
And from the valleys they asked.
And from the hollows they whimpered. And from the harbor they meowed. And from the hilltops they yowled. Yes, not quite a yowl. Yes, the cast is back, baby. It's Hallows Eve. It's Halloween weekend. This is the closest to death me and Pat have been in many decades.
We're here with an actual dinosaur.
Yes.
A living, breathing dinosaur. It seems to be fed now with meat and contented, but who knows what it might do to us eventually.
Yeah, it's been filled with meat. The thing about... So the thing you gotta know... Yes. Welcome to the podcast, y'all.
Well,
it's Halloween.
Velociraptor.
It's goddamn Halloween. The streets are overrun with human-animal chimera. All manner of penises and balls.
And if there's one thing I think about on Halloween...
Yes.
It's Sharia.
Yes. God's law stalks the streets. Alright? No usury. You better have a zero interest rate shit on your... You better not. Y'all, it's Halloween. And what's scarier than... What's the scariest thing you can think of, Pat? Ghosts? Ghouls? Goblins? Or the absence of Sharia?
Well, I think...
This Apocalypse is brought to you by Dr. Mehmet Oz. He's promised to bring Sharia to Pennsylvania, and we need it. We desperately need it.
Especially Pennsylvania. Yo, can you imagine when those Amish are finally brought under the cruel yoke of Sharia?
Yes. These Amish, they've been out there refusing electricity because they believe in the Christ God. They believe in his mother, Mary. There is an electric God. His name is Muhammad. Sorry, wait.
Unlike your shitty analog god.
Yes, your shit heel, bullshit Palestinian god, Christ. There is an electric god, and guess where he's from? Saudi Arabia, baby.
Yeah, bam, man.
He's back. He's powered by electricity. High five, baby. These Amish, dude, they've been living analog. They're listening to tapes. We're bringing them MP3s. You know what the M in MP3 stands for?
Muhammad
the Prophet. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Damn.
Wake up, New York.
In fact, you might as well just add peace and blessings be upon him to fucking everything right now.
Yes.
Because things are going to change if we have our way here at the podcast. We're all in.
We're all in. Tonight is the night we're closest to death. It's Halloween. God can strike at us at his leisure. But for the moment, we're entertaining him. He's tantalized by our dance.
Well, we have a little dinosaur here to protect us.
Yes.
A ferocious, gigantic dinosaur, in fact.
We have a dog covered in a filthy costume to match the filth he's... Y'all, week two of Filth and Insanity. We're back. It's the ApocoCast coming from the Filth and Insanity studios. Right next to the M train, baby. The Mad train.
Yeah, Mad.
It's the shit train, baby. We back. You know, like old listeners, they complain. They're like, why isn't the cast as disgusting as it used to be?
Have they complained about that?
No, because it's gotten more disgusting. It smells like shit and piss in here.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
I don't know if we have anything planned for this week.
Well, I guess we just have to talk about, like...
I assume that we'll talk about the Civil Air Patrol and Winnie the Pooh and...
It's Halloween, dude. We gotta talk about fucking things that God hates. We gotta talk about how... Yes. No, not yet.
I gotta do this eventually, though.
Alright, Pat's giving bad stage direction. Y'all, it's the ApocoCast. We back. I want y'all to consider something. Consider the city of New York filled with performing artists.
Ooh, art.
These people, they come out and they're like... I sat at a bar and I listened to people talk about poems. And they were like, let me recreate a poem. I'll be like a person reading a poem at one of these things.
A poet.
Yes. This is for you fucking pig suckers that live in the middle of the country that listen to this. Isn't there like a contingent of like Trump cocksuckers? For y'all.
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
Some of our fans.
You who support the one true God, Donald Trump. You might be thinking like, what am I missing out on in New York? I'll tell you what it's a girl talking about. She goes on stage and she's like, this is me. I'm here. Despite my cunt. Yeah. And my dad. Yes, I've been depressed. Yes, I'm sad. The thing about the dude is their poetry sucks, but they're very hot.
But that's good poetry, though.
I think it's bad poetry. I think.
No, yes, a beautiful woman making you uncomfortable. There's nothing better.
No, it's a beautiful woman making me like cringe. I'm like you.
I know. That's exactly what I said. That's the ideal.
Oh god.
I love that poetry slam shit though, unironically.
I think it's the worst shit I've ever seen. I think these people should be fucking killed.
You think they should be crucified?
I don't know, dude. It made me think like when I was a younger man and I worshipped hot women. And I was like, whatever hot women do is right. Like, you ever see like a hot woman shoot an old lady in the back of the neck?
Yeah, I see it all the time. I live in New York.
Yeah, it's like when you see like a hot...
That's like literally the eternal flux of life.
Yeah. Only in New York.
Yeah, I was walking down the street the other day, you know? Wait, hang on, one second.
Let's
feel a little only in New York, right? Hang on.
It's so fucking horrific. It's just like, they're so... I mean, the thing about these women is they have well...
Whoa. Who was it? We were walking down the street in New York and what?
Like, you ever had one of those New York City... Sunday afternoons,
right?
When you're walking down the street and you see like the hottest girl you've ever seen of indeterminate race executing an old lady.
Yeah, you ever been in New York having just like a wonderful night with like your friends, and like just you meet like a beautiful woman.
Yes.
And then you realize you take a look. She's a human animal chimera. Only in New York.
Only in New York, baby. You ever like take a girl home and you realize she's an inhuman human animal chimera? Like she's part monkey and part dog. And the parts that count are dog. She's got a dog pussy.
And you try to run with it, but it doesn't work.
You try to run with it, but all it wants to do is be taken for a walk.
And that one magical time that you get a woman that's like 15% or 20% rabbit.
Yes.
You know, when it's just all fur and the nice places. And like, you know, maybe a little rabbit ear thing going slightly. And not too
only
much.
Only in New York.
Only in New York.
Damn, think about New York City. The thing about creative people in New York City is they should be lined up against a wall and cut in half.
The amount of, like, delusion I witnessed tonight. I stalked the streets of New York City. I went to a poetry open mic that I thought was a comedy open mic that turned out to be a shitty comedy open mic with poetry. And their poems were fucking...
Where was it?
It was on the Lower East Side.
Oh, the lowest of all the East Sides.
The lowest side of New York. The East Side and the Low Side. It was on the Vietnamese side of New York, folks. The Laotian side of New York, baby.
The most hardcore of all. Jesus. You know, folks,
I saw bad burlesque.
Really?
Yes, dude. Like, when the titties came out, I was like, cover them up.
You're like, time for Sharia right now.
Put them back!
Only in New York!
Only New York! Only New York can, like, a woman, a 23-year-old woman, doused in antidepressants, shake her tits in your face, and you're like, this is... What, is this a French film? It was like All Quiet on the Western Front.
Really? You're not
but
a breast man?
But it was just a woman getting tired doing burlesque.
That's your version of it. I can still remember the screaming.
No, dude, I remember the huffing and the puffing. And then someone in the back said,
Only in New York!
Dude, New York City should be bombed.
You hear that, folks? Oh, speaking of which, by the way, we just finished converting to Islam by a correspondence.
Yeah, we did a correspondence course with MP3 players.
Well, this has a... This has
Are you playing WAP nonsense?
No, this has fucking, ads on it.
Yeah.
Folks will note that jihadist music is monetized.
Dude, this is exactly, this is the mood that was at the fucking... Goddamn, dude, this...
Yeah, every...
Can you imagine...
Every open mic... Poetry Slam is like when Baghdadi declared himself, fuck, what was
the
it?
The Cully, dude.
No, Ibrahim something, fuck. Oh well. It was from when he declared himself Caliph.
He was like, yeah, do you want me to do, I'll Baghdadi slam poetry. It's not even slam poetry, it's white poetry.
Oh, Baghdadi. People were like, he's like, please, some drums.
Dude, white poetry is just... I mean, all poetry should be stretched until it... Can you imagine, like, what a sociopath you'd have to be? Like, I'm gonna do poetry.
Like, I'm gonna rhyme things.
You wish they... Dude, if only they would rhyme. Nothing rhymed.
Really?
No rhymes, dude. They were just out there, they were like, listen.
They were just complaining.
I love you, Dad, when you left the family and slapped me with your dick. I loved you, Dad, when you went back to Mexico. I loved you, Dad, when you left Mom.
Only in New York, dude.
Only in New York. Oh, I'm in so much pain.
You 100%, you gotta stop looking for stuff during the cast.
No, it's the best part, Jeff. Oh, it's here. See?
The one thing that I
apologize for your wretchedness.
Alright, I apologize. The one thing that I did right is they outlawed poetry because they were like, it's wrong and bad.
Yeah, they're like, rhyming that's not in the Quran is wrong.
Yes.
Actually, I'll bet you I would be shocked if they didn't have something about that. About un-Islamic poetry.
Jesus fucking Christ. These people, dude.
You've never seen so many people so ready for death. So, like, they're so young in their life, but they're like,
and at the poetry slam,
they're like, so
please, you can become something. Be a suicide bomber.
And then the host just looked like the woodiest Allen. You know what I'm talking? Like, this guy is like thin with a comb over and a full head of hair. And he was like, how great was that? This guy was trying to get published. And I was like, in what? A manifesto? A letter you send to the
publishers when you're mad.
Yes. No, a letter you send to, like, the mother and father of a young woman you've killed.
Oh.
Only in New York!
Only in New York!
Goddamn. New York City needs to be... The thing about New York, dude, is it needs to be flushed.
Whoop. Oh. This is the classic Uncle Cat song. This is our favorite Nasheed here at the Bunker.
This is real poetry. Real rock, New York City.
Honestly.
You recognize this?
Yeah, I think that... Let's get to the point about poetry. Listen, New York, you don't need poetry. This is all the poetry you'll ever need.
Yeah.
Listen to it. It's perfect.
Think of all the things you can rhyme Sharia with.
Yeah.
Maria.
Yeah.
Sharia. Wouldn't want to be you.
See ya.
See ya. Later. Damn, dude.
The possibilities are endless. Oh, actually, speaking of Sharia, did you see the amazing jihadist video that I sent you earlier?
No.
The greatest jihadist manifesto of all time. Like, spectacularly good. Hang on.
By the way, listen to the podcast. So just to bring this up, if you want to jihad, if you want to declare jihad on anything and anyone, write to us. Send us your tawheed.
Yeah.
Send us your fucking, put your money where your mouth is, dude. If you're trying to do jihad.
This is the greatest jihad manifesto of all time.
Friend of the show here, what's this guy's name?
Abu Huraya or something? Hang on.
Alright, guys, hold on. Stop. Let's introduce him properly. Y'all, friend of the cast.
Yeah, the...
The dog.
First American suicide bomber in Syria that they admitted to. Wink, wink.
Only in
New York. Only in New York.
Y'all, wait. Can we take a minute to celebrate? Can we take a minute? Wait, pause, okay. pause. Can we take a minute to celebrate the first American suicide bomber in Syria?
Killed over 120 government soldiers.
Killed over 120
just
cops. Essentially cops. Killed over 100. ACAB, baby.
Woo.
Right?
I don't know. I think we've been drifting a little bit too much into... Remember that time when we accidentally gave people instructions on how to join the Islamic State?
No, they know how to do it.
Yeah, please. Come on.
Listen. Y'all, this kid... He's breaking... It's a white kid?
Yeah.
He's breaking barriers, y'all. Y'all think like, oh, just because I'm like this and that, I can't blow myself up in the midst of the government. This kid, he did it. He's breaking barriers. You know how like people complain about like, how come every suicide bomber is a filthy, stinking Arab?
Like, when are we going to get a shot?
Yeah.
This guy just went out. He didn't ask for permission. He went out and he blew himself up in the midst of a bunch of dudes who have only fucked one or two people in their lives. Government, soldiers. The thing about Syrians is they've only fucked one or two people.
Chad.
Yes or no?
Yeah, well, yeah. Mostly.
They're almost gay. Basically.
Oh, it says the Lebanese person?
Dude, what?
Yeah, Lebanon is the gayest of all the Arab countries by far. Are you kidding me?
Far and away get the most pussy.
That's just because it's a lot. Our women. Just because they don't cut it off.
Yes, because our women throw it away. They toss it.
Do they, really?
It's not. Come on.
Okay.
Call up Solomon.
From America. 22 years old.
Alright, start over again, Y'all, this is the brother. What's his name?
Abu Huraya, I think.
Y'all, welcome to the cast. Abu Huraya, the fucking dog. Let's see what he has to say.
My name is Abu Huraya. From America. 22 years old. You think jihad is evil and terrorism? This has nothing to do. Terrorism, these are the true terrorists.
Man.
Mujahid wouldn't even kill one child. But these kuffar killed many children. Not just Bashar and his troops, America and their troops. The Yehuda.
I love how they all become British. But
these fucking kuffar, dude. First of all, he mispronounced America. He said America. These fucking kuffar, dude. I've had enough of these guys.
Yeah, me too. Tell me about it.
They show up, they rip our children apart.
Yeah, they do things that aren't praying. You know?
Yes.
They take pork fat and then they put it into stuff that has like nothing to do with.
Yes, they make Christmas wretched lists. Let's go back to Abu Huraya. Let's see what else he has to say.
China and all their troops, Russia, NATO, everyone have gone into lands and killed many Muslims, your brothers and your sisters.
Your brothers and your sisters. America, let's talk about
it. This is your land. This is not your land. This is God's land. God's the one who created it. You don't own it. Have you created
You don't. Wait, hang on, you missed the best part. Hang on.
Did you create sisters? How can you, America, say that this is your land, this is not your land, this is God's land? God's the one who created it, you don't own it. Have you created the dirt? Did you create the trees?
Man.
Did you create the water?
Pause.
When the rain falls into the ground, make trees and the fruits grow. Allah says in the Quran, we do it. Not you, we.
Yes.
Not you, dog. Allah makes every apple and every kiwi and every chicken's egg. It comes from Allah, dude. Blessed be. You think who did it? You think George Bush created dirt?
I don't think so.
You think Bill Clinton made trees?
Nope.
You think fucking George Bush's dad made fruit?
Mm-mm.
Allah, dude. Allah.
Yeah, think about that next time you're fucking smug, you sheep.
Yes. Think about what Brother Huraya told you about where earth comes from and where fruit comes from. Is it from the
rain?
And rain?
And trees?
And trees?
And smiles?
And,
and hugs? It comes from Allah, dear listener.
It comes from Allah. Abu Huraya knew the truth. He was like, listen, you think George Bush made a single bush?
I don't think so, yeah. You know who made all the bushes?
Allah, dude.
Right.
Subhan. You know what I'm saying?
Subhanallah, yeah.
Subhanallah, dude. Listen. Apocalypse listeners, you've been wasting your life not being in ISIS. Yes. That's what Brother Ray has to say.
Yeah.
I lived in America. I know how it is. You have all the fancy amusement parks and the restaurants and the food and all this crap and the cars, and you think you're happy, you're not happy, you're never happy. I was never happy. I was always sad and depressed.
Word.
Abu Huraya, hold on, dude. Pause. Abu Huraya. Abu Huraya is huge. Listen, dear listeners to the podcast. Have you ever made a moment to consider Abu Huraya's tears? The kid was never happy.
He never even had a happy meal.
He only had sad meals.
Yeah.
Oh. You think America's a happy place?
Although, to be fair, when we impose Sharia law, when Sharia for Brooklyn gets elected overwhelmingly, There'll be no more Happy Meals.
Do you guys think Abu Huraya ever had a single... He never got a fucking... Abu Huraya only had sad meals.
Yeah, and mediocre meals.
He was in America and he was sad. He was like, you think America is happy?
It's not. First of all, you gotta consider where the trees come from, right?
And they don't come from you.
Did you make that?
Did America make that? I don't fucking think so.
Nope.
Did George Bush make that sunset?
Nope.
Nope. Did Bill Clinton make that what's the name of a deer? A deer? Did Bill Clinton
by
make that deer?
Love with, by making love with antelope.
Did Bill Clinton elope with an antelope?
Yes.
And make an inhuman human animal chimera? Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
But did he make like a sparrow?
No. Especially not a sparrow.
Did he make like a...
Nothing elegant like that.
No. Did Bill Clinton ever make like a hummingbird?
I don't think so.
No. Only...
Silly things.
Yes. He only made like where you open up a can of peanuts and snakes come out. That's the product of Bill Clinton.
And that's the product of an infidel kafir society.
Yes. These kafirs... What did he call them? What did Brother Huraya call them?
Kafirs, I don't know.
Yes. These kafirs, they only know how to make cheap tricks. But only Allah knows how to make, like, you know, when a giraffe falls out of her mom's pussy and takes her first gooey steps.
Yeah, that's Allah right there, yeah.
Allah, dog. And his messenger, who...
Muhammad,
dude, MP3, baby. Let's see what else Brother Ray has to say.
Oh boy, here comes.
I have one word to say to you, Kafir. We are coming for you.
For Obama.
And I am glad to say this. Finally, I get behind cameras to say this, you Kufar, you Kafir. You big Dajjal. We are coming for you. Mark my words. Listen to my words, you big Kufar.
Big one.
That you killed Osama bin Laden, you do nothing. You send him to Jannah, alhamdulillah.
Pause.
Send him to paradise.
Let's have a word about the dog, Osama bin Laden, dude. He got sent where? By these seals? They think they sealed him.
Yeah.
Joke's on you, you coward seals. You sent him to Jannah, you fucking hillbilly pussies.
You know what they say about seals, right?
Listen, you fucking... this is a message to you, Mr. Obama.
Give me a knife.
No.
I don't have one.
I
gotta point something at the camera.
No, we're not doing this.
This is a message to you. Oh, wait. Do we know the kid that got...
We do, yeah.
Damn. All right. Come
on. Well, I don't know. Yeah, we know someone that fucked him, all right? Wait, did you actually know the kid?
I knew some people that got abducted, yeah.
All right.
You think that you won? You have never won. Man. You defeat Islam. You push any of your kufar leaders. Allahu Akbar. We will come with our AKs. We will come with
Pause
our...
Pause it, dude. I gotta do it. I'm so sorry.
This is a message to you, Mr. Obama. We back. Dude, the cast is back, Obama. All right?
I don't remember what he said. I think I have to saw somebody's head off.
This is a message to you, Mr. Obama. Uh-oh. You kufr.
All right, good. Let's keep going.
I'm going to definitely edit that part out.
Bombs and our RPGs and our P, because we have small weapons. When we take you down with our AKs, you think that you won? You have never won. You will never defeat Islam. You push any of your kufr leaders. Allahu Akbar, we will come with our AKs, we will come with our bombs and our...
It's a fucking vest, dog. Let's fucking go off, King.
We take you down, alhamdulillah. We have hearts of lions, and you are scared of Moat. We love Moat, alhamdulillah.
God damn, dude, we fucking love Moat, dude. Yeah. Let's fucking go off, King.
Like, you know,
King.
With alligators in it, you know?
Wait, should we start over? Because I did this is a message to you, Mr. Obama.
We shouldn't start over, but I'll edit it out.
Alright. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
Alright.
Best nasheed ever. Oh, this one's confusing.
Shabakatul Amjad al-Islami.
this should be the theme song for the podcast all along. This really does. This is some fucking cracking the sheets right here.
Yes. It is a lion. You know the thing about lions is they hate the West.
Yeah, oh, they hate it so much. They're like, is that America I taste?
That's probably way too loud.
The word of Allah can never be too loud, my friend. Brother.
Damn, dude, what shall we discuss? We've discussed arts. Bad.
Yeah, the arts are bad, I agree.
Yeah. We've discussed Islam. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes. But we haven't discussed... Oh, you know...
We've discussed human-animal chimera.
Yeah. So you know how... You know how,
Dude, we 100% have to start the cast again. This has been dog shit.
No, this is great. You're always wrong. Okay, listen. We bring you to the 100-acre woods. Where, where Piglet and Pooh are having a conversation.
Very dumb shit. This is so stupid.
I know.
It's, the thing is, we just whispered.
Can we just do only New York again?
Sure.
Bam, dude. What's a... Tell me about like an only New York moment. Where you were like, only New York! Right?
Yeah, when I was just like... I was looking at a random person on the street, and I was like, I know what they're thinking about me, you know?
Yes.
And then I saw another person walking by, and I said, they're in cahoots.
Yes.
And then I said, I've got to kill both of them to protect myself.
Only in New York!
Only in New York!
Dude. Once I was in New York, and I saw, like, I saw people communicating with their eyes. You know how, like, people give each other knowing looks?
Yes.
Please lower that. You know how people give each other knowing looks?
Yes.
Like, they'll glance at each other and be communicating something.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, like, a couple communicating. And, like, back and forth, it was just, like, kill, rape, Sharia, Sharia, rape, kill, blood, severed, rape, kill Sharia. And I was like,
I have
only
to,
in New York.
Only in New York. So yeah, I think we're gonna,
you know, like sometimes you'll be in the park and there'll be like a street performer and he'll be like doing a display for the people. Mm-hmm. And he'll
for
bring
the
out
sheep.
Right, and he'll bring out like an old woman and he'll be like, does anyone love this old bitch? And everyone looks at her, and she's been made low, wearing a leash.
Yes.
She's just an old woman that's been tied to a post. And this is like in Washington Square Park, where all those fucking cuckolds hang out. Or, actually, I feel like, yes, where all those hot idiots hang out. And they're like 19 before they're... Yes. And then there's like an old lady tied to a post, right?
And they're like, what of it?
It's just an old woman. And like, should we bring her some water? And the police are like, get out of here. Yes. Sometimes you'll... Like,
this woman must be purged of her wretchedness.
Right. It'll be like an old, old woman. Like, she's so old that she doesn't know what's going on.
Oh man, we have a serious imbalance with the mics. Alright. I'll lean in more. Yeah, we do. Okay, cool.
Oh, that's good.
But listen... So, go on.
You know, like, sometimes you'll be walking through Washington Square Park, and there'll just be an old woman chained to the arches?
Yeah.
You know that big arch that everyone goes and takes pictures next to?
Yeah.
And that teenagers tie old women to?
Yes.
Yes. And then they douse them.
So listen.
You ever like walking only in New York?
Only in New York.
Something about having someone
recording this mix. I do have such an urge to be like, this is a message to you, Mr. Obama.
Stop.
This is a message to you, Mr. Obama.
Stop. Stop.
What does he say
after that?
Listen. No, this is too. Okay, here we go.
It's the shit train, folks. It's the M train.
Pooh and Piglet are in the 100-acre woods.
Yes.
Contemplating the absence of Christopher Robbins and musing on the day.
Only New York. Wait, we need a couple more Only New Yorks, and then we'll do that.
Okay.
Like, tell me about some Only New Yorks, dude. Like, you've been walking the streets.
I'm out of Only New Yorks.
No, you've been walking the streets. You're Only New York.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the other day, I was, like, looking up at the sky.
Right.
Right? And I was thinking about how terrifying it is to imagine being, like, thrust, like, gravity not working for just a split second,
right?
And then just being thrust into the nothingness
into the sky.
Into the sky!
Into the sky!
Yeah!
And then, now, Pat.
And then I noticed that when I think about that, my balls hurt a lot. Go out, look up at the sky, and have that thought that gravity could just disappear and you'd be thrust into, like, absolute fucking nothingness.
Can you imagine for a moment if gravity's
and then tell me that your balls don't fucking hurt. Only in New York!
Can you imagine if, like, you fucking, for, like, a second, gravity got turned off and your balls got ripped
asunder completely?
Straight up.
The atmosphere would evaporate.
Can you imagine if God played a trick on us and he turned off gravity and our balls? Because what part of us would shoot up? Our fingers? No. Our dicks and our balls.
How do you think that pressure would pop out?
Now, do you know how the rapture works?
No.
Initially, when God calls the faithful up to heaven, he calls all of them at once, and it's like, what gets yanked up first? The dick points and is ripped and removed, and then the balls point and flail and then explode into the sky, and then you just have an empty sack. And the urethra. Only New York!
Only in New York!
You remember on 9/11 when Al-Qaeda turned off gravity?
Yeah, oh man, it was nuts.
Where were you when the towers lapped?
Only in New York!
People think that the towers fell. These people are sheep coward cuckolds. The towers... The twin towers.
You guys. Like,
listen, the truth about the towers is they left into space. They were ripped, yanked from ground zero, and shot up into the sky.
Yeah, what do you think? Ground zero? It's zero gravity.
Zero G, baby. Zero G, folks. The world.
You heard it here first. The truth.
Wake up, New York. The World Trade Center was ripped into the sky by Muslim God. Because Osama bin Laden prayed. And they were jacked off.
That's so he can jerk off.
God so loved the Twin Towers that he ripped them into the sky. People are like, yo, what happened to Tower 7? It was ripped into the sky by God.
By God, yes. It's the same thing that happened to everything else that's been destroyed.
Yes. People are like, the towers just kind of disintegrated into dust. What are you fucking children? It was ripped to the sky.
By God. Yeah.
Only in New York! People think the Twin Towers were felled by Al-Qaeda. By cousin fucking goat fucking... people who suck the dicks of horses? No. You think fucking Bedouins, the dirtiest Arabs, could have downed those fucking towers? Osama bin Laden 100% smelled horrible. His breath was bad. He stood no chance against the Twin Towers. God ripped them from their moorings and took them to heaven.
You know, but why? Why?
Well, because of all the to jack off.
Jesus. God, they really don't tell you the truth about history, do they?
Only in New York.
Only in New York.
And then the cruel mayor came on TV and he was like, we're not going to let this pass. And they blamed us, innocent Arabs, for what God did.
Yeah, in your name, because you prayed for it.
Yes. Well, because we prayed five times as often as you were lazy, good-for-nothing, cock-sucking
Catholics. Not even. We just pray once a week. 5 times 7, that's 35.
Yeah.
You prayed 35 times more than us.
Yes, God was like, well,
I'm going to have to go with the team that put in the effort.
These people want the World Trade Center sucked into the moon.
And the moon wants it too.
The moon wants to be filled. Only New York.
Only New York. You know, 9/11 was kind of like a traumatic thing for me.
Yeah.
And like, I should have just been like, only New York, you know.
Only New York. Well, because it was traumatic because you stopped jacking off.
Yeah. That is true.
So viewers the thing is, on September 10th, Muslim God was almost at the precipice of having enough power to yank the World Trade Center to the moon. But then, Pat Hillsman was like, for a joke, he's like, I'm going to stop jacking off. And Pat Hillsman's repressed sexual energy gave Muslim God enough power to yank
the world... It's what tipped the scales.
Yes.
There wasn't enough sin. You see, there wasn't enough sin in the world for Muslim God to react that way.
Yes.
But then when I stopped jacking off for some reason, it tipped the scales.
Yes, Christian God works on...
And also, I didn't wipe this one time. And Allah was angry.
Yes, Christian God works on forgiveness. He works on I'm sorry's. Muslim God? No. He needs transgression. He needs people to stop Jack. He needs sexual tension.
Sexual tension is his bread and butter.
Yeah, you know how like when they're like, oh, the Prophet Muhammad, sexual tension be upon him.
Yeah. Prophet Muhammad,
you know, like
sweet coconut oil be upon him.
When they're talking about the Prophet Muhammad, they're like, yes, peace and sexual release be upon him.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah, dude.
Yeah. Yes. You know, the discussion that they were having in the 100 Acre Woods?
Yes.
Do you remember what it's about?
No. Yo,
just relate it somehow to the absence of Christopher Robin, okay?
Alright, listen,
I like that the poo bits have become like long musings on like the nature of existence and like faith.
You there, piglet?
Well, yes, Pooh! How are you doing today on this fine day in the 100 Acre Woods? On this fine evening?
Well, we're not in the woods, we're in New York, where things that happen here only happen here, piglet. Have you seen things that only happen here in New York?
Oh, I suppose so. The other day I saw a man urinating into a coffee cup. It was still on the table.
You saw his penis, you piglet.
I did, unfortunately.
At the edge of it, did you see his stream? Yeah, but answer my question first. Did you see his stream?
Yes, I did see his stream, Pooh.
Yeah, well, was it a pleasing a sharp stream?
Oh, I don't know, Pooh. It was fine. It was a stream. Yes.
And when you saw his penis, what did you think? And when you saw the stream going from his penis, what did you think? You piglet, you.
I felt that my corkscrew penis was inferior to his.
Yes, you think? Because your corkscrew penis would make a what? A mess.
It's true.
Your corkscrew penis. It's God. It's bad! God curse you with a crooked dick.
to match your sordid pig soul. You know how you are born full of sin? Because of what your pig father did to pig Christ?
Yes, you said that. You said that, Pooh.
Yes, your pig father turned against pig Christ. He said you there, pig Christ.
Yes, you and Christopher Robin used to tell me that all the time back when he was here.
Yes, back before Christopher Robin. Back before he came to New York City. And he tried to express himself.
Through poetry.
Through poetry. Christopher Robin came to New York City and he tried to express himself through poetry. And he was nailed to a wall.
So we had to rescue him.
They were like, what rhymes with nail? And he was like,
snail?
And they were like, what rhymes with that?
He looked, and they were like, impale.
And then they impaled him. And then he was struck by wood.
Oh my god. Was he struck by wood multiple times?
Yes. Four times. His wrists and his ankles and his penis and balls were all struck by stakes.
Jesus, are you saying that we're going to have to rescue Christopher Robin in New York?
I'm saying that his penis was destroyed by sharp wood.
And yes, we have to leave these hundred-acre woods.
We have to go to New York City during Halloween Eve, when the city is awash with human and animal chimera. And we have to find Christopher Robin and drag him back by his stops to the wood.
Oh god, I guess we'll have to go to our staging area in the woods to prepare for this special operation.
Yes, you might call it a martyrdom operation.
Oh jeez, oh boy.
You remember your first martyrdom operation?
Do you have something to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Before the operation.
Piglet! Are you prepared to go to New York City and rescue Christopher Robin?
Yes, of course. This won't be my first martyrdom operation, Pooh.
Yes. Well, are you ready to... But what are your maggots, Piglet?
What are you talking about?
Your penis maggots.
What?
Yes. Boy.
Penis maggots?
Piglet,
your father lied to you. Pun pun.
And from the mountains they asked.
And from the valley they retorted.
Yes.
Your penis maggots.
My penis maggots?
Yes. You think I didn't notice your penis maggots? Piglet,
do you think I never noticed how heavy you were with maggots?
What are you talking about? Penis maggots? Are you saying that I have maggots from my penis?
I'm saying that your penis is filled with maggots.
What? My little corkscrew penis?
Yes. Anyway, well, it's not so little anymore. It's heavy with the seed of worms.
Oh, God! That's horrible. What can I do?
Well, you can cleanse yourself.
How?
Of the penis maggots.
Why are they called penis maggots?
Because that's where they learned how to read the Bible.
No, God, do they pray?
Yes. They pray far more often than you.
Then are we allowed to kill them because they're Christian?
No. They are closer to God than you, you fucking piglet. Because they pray better than you. They say more elegant prayers to God. And they ask for more humble things, like they want their mother to be happy. Whereas you pray for childish things like fire trucks.
Jesus Christ, Pooh!
Yes, you piglet, your prayers have been wrong. All this time you've been speaking to God, you've been making a bad impression.
Oh God, are you telling me that all the good fortune I had was because there were maggots praying to God in my balls?
Yes, these maggots, as they chomped on your dick and balls. On the inside.
Damn.
What was that, Piglet? What was that, Pooh?
All this yelling while drinking makes me hiccup. Yes, boy. While these maggots rent pray to the Catholic God. From within your dick and balls, they curried favor with Jesus Christ. And he sided with the worms against you. There's only one cure, Piglet. Are you prepared?
I don't know, Pooh. I don't know.
Do you acknowledge only in New York?
I suppose so, yes.
Repeat that to me, Piglet. Only in New York.
Only in New York.
There is no God but God.
There is no God but God.
And his maggots.
And his maggot.
Only in New York.
Only in New York.
Piglet, you must do this for me. In order to rescue your precious Christopher Robin, you must be filled with Muslim maggots.
What? Are you telling me that the only way for me to counteract the Christian maggots in my penis is to pump my body full of crusader Muslim maggots?
Yes, Jew maggots will not do. You need Muslim maggots in there. Squirming. Boy. Piglet, you need them to ride.
Oh, God. Will there be any health consequences from this?
Yes,
your religious penis... maggot infestation?
Yes, your penis will explode.
No. Yes. Not again.
Your penis will perish in a penis explosion.
Oh, God. Will I survive the penis explosion?
No.
No.
You will be killed by ball shrapnel.
Only in New York.
Only in New York.
You there. Piglet, listen to me carefully.
Yes, Pooh.
Are you ready to be torn apart by Muslim maggots? By Arab Muslims and black Muslims and inexplicable white Muslims.
I guess so.
Are you ready for them to come inside of you and rip you apart?
Oh, God. If it's the only way to please God, yes.
It's the only way to render Christopher Robin from his prison in New York, New York. He's stuck there.
Are you telling me that I have to purify myself of the penis maggots that are called penis maggots because they learn to recite the Bible there by filling myself with ones that are of a different religion than the ones that are currently infesting my dong?
You need Jew maggots to count your money and to count your blessings. You need Muslim maggots there to grow beards.
And you need Christian maggots to give up and do nothing.
And you need Christian maggots to apologize to their enemies. You know why Christianity was defeated, right?
Because they were like, I'm sorry. Because they're sorry. Canadians.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Except that it wasn't defeated, really.
Well.
Oh, jeez, poo!
Not yet. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Do you think... Well, what religion do you think will win? In the end.
Oh, Hinduism.
No.
Yes.
They worship a what?
Yeah, they worship a multi-armed god.
How many gods?
Thousands. Oh, that's a good bit.
Hindu listeners of the Apocrycast will know you're going to a terrifying Indian hell. Do they believe in heaven, or do they just believe in elephant punishment?
It's ambiguous.
Yes. Y'all, Hindus, join the cast. Do you want to go to Muslim hell? It's a bit like Jewish hell, and it doesn't really exist. For how intense we are, we kind of don't have a hell. Christians, though.
Oh, Christians love hell. And you know who else loves hell? Cats.
And dogs.
Because of the entrails.
They love batting them around.
Yeah, just bat, bat, bat. So listen, Pooh.
This has been the worst cast in recorded history, dude.
No, you're completely wrong. It's just because you have no taste whilst you're casting. It's understandable. Who?
Only in New York. Listen.
Pooh, do you think that there's any way to reason with these penis maggots?
Yeah, hey boy. If these penis maggots had any reason at all, don't you think they would have followed Sharia by now?
I don't know, but...
Don't you think they would have read the true word of God and then submit to Sharia?
Well, are they still praying in their infidel Christian hymns?
Well, they're only their worms, so they can't fold their arms in prayer. They can only kneel and bow and touch their worm heads to the dirt.
Jesus, there's a very complicated ethno-religious ecosystem amongst the worms in my balls.
Yes. Yeah, listen, boy. Since you were a baby, you have been infected with the ball worms.
Oh, God!
The doctor said...
Remember when you were first infected with ball worms? The doctor was like, burn him. The doctor was like, sledgehammer him.
And my family was so enthusiastic about it. They were like, yeah, do it.
They were like, listen, guys.
Dude, 100% we gotta start the cast up. Over. This has been complete dog shit.
No, you're wrong. It's been great. It's just because you don't have any vision.
I've been rendered blind by enemies of the apocalypse.
No, you're wrong. How long have we been recording?
Honestly, long enough for an episode.
I think that we need to check the sonar.
Let's check if the sonar knows
if we're getting into heaven or not.
How long have we been recording for?
An hour.
No, literally?
An hour and 2 minutes.
That's a little short for our podcast lately.
Let's do another bit.
Yeah. Well, we have to check if there's any fucking... Is it any of these fucking squid?
Yeah, we gotta see if there's any squid.
Oh! Just booting up. We got the monetized version of the sonar. The ads. Oh!
Listen.
For those of y'all listening on the... Live version of the podcast
that transmits on the M train.
We got a message for y'all.
Fucking piece of shit fucking cowards.
It has to do with squid.
Jesus. I sure hope that these squids are not polytheistic.
Oh, these squids have but one god.
The one true Muslim god.
Yo, I gotta say, that guy's manifesto was fucking solid. He was like, fuck America, man.
Can I say this? Can we have that guy on the cast, or did he actually die?
Oh, he did it.
Oh, he actually did.
Yeah, honestly, ironically, for a very rambling and meandering suicide bomber manifesto, he was a very, very effective suicide bomber.
Honestly, he. What's weird about him is he would be an asset to the cast.
You gonna scrape him back together?
If that guy did get cooked by Allah. Well, not by Allah, but whatever he did. Can we please pause your dumbass computer noise for a second?
Can we please send a message to members of the cast who are thinking about blowing themselves up to kill a bunch of government soldiers? Can we talk to them real quick?
Sure. Listen, this is a message.
Give me a knife. It's funny.
No, it's not. No more.
It is so funny.
No, it's not. Continue. You're saying about
it
the
is, fellow. It is kind of funny.
This fellow that blew himself up. What about him?
All right. Listen. Members of the apocalypse. Listen to the apocalypse. Go ready to die for God. I need you to know this. Hear me now. Wagwan.
I forgot what I was going to tell.
Okay, well then. We've lost.
Members of the apocalypse, listen. If you're out there thinking about blowing yourself up, listen.
Okay, I got it. Can you please play some dramatic music for me?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Listen, members.
All right. Members of the podcast, you've been out there. You're living in your sewers, in your sleeves, in your cum gutters. I need y'all to rise up. And I need y'all to understand that a bunch of people need to die for your ideas to take root.
At least.
I need y'all to make off-color jokes. And then explode yourselves in ironic places. Like you gotta be the only guy on a Ferris wheel. And then you gotta suicide bomb yourself at the top. And then people will be like, was that art? And it was.
Well, we've really drifted back into the overt pro-ISIS propaganda section of the cast.
Yeah, listen.
Y'all know that ISIS was right and NATO was wrong.
remember who ISIS fought? Iraq. The bad guys. You remember who ISIS fought? Syria. The bad guys. Remember who ISIS fought? The Taliban. The bad guys. Listen to the podcast. Join ISIS, you fucking pussies.
Anything to add to that?
The only force in America standing up to the Taliban right now is ISIS. Comet, what bag you have been in law? Let's fucking go, dude. Join ISIS.
Damn.
This is a message to you.
I hope that we don't incite the wrath of any living creatures for that declaration of yours, Jad.
I hope no deep sea creatures hate. Whoa.
Oh shit. Oh fuck, I think it might be squid.
I hope these creatures don't hate ISIS.
Oh god.
Dude, the problem with the cast is we get.
I think these might be squid.
You know, I fucking hope not. But we did get abandoned by our sponsor, our number one. You remember the number one and two sponsor of the Apococast? NATO.
And squid.
And squid.
What was the other one you were gonna say? Soros?
No. The number one and two.
NATO. Is the number one sponsor of the Apococast. And then number two is. What was that?
Oh, I think that might be. Whoa. Squid.
What was that?
What's the number two? Jesus.
Number one sponsor of the Apococast, NATO. Number two. The Israeli Defense Force. They're only there for defense.
Yeah, only defense.
What is that chittering? Could that be a squid?
I hope not. Jesus.
This is the worst podcast in recording.
No, you're wrong. It's a legend. Legendary podcast. It's very good. It had a good song. It had a good premise. Oh god, no! Jesus, I hope that they don't reach the hull of the submarine that we record in.
I hope they don't split us open. I hope they don't crack us like clams.
I hope they don't realize that we're nutritious and eat us.
I hope they don't fucking... recorded a whole hour of this dog shit.
Jesus. Oh! I hope that these squid don't attack us again. Hey, stop! Stop that! Jesus.
I hope these fucking squid... Oh!
Oh no! It's squid!
They're back.
Oh no!
It's goddamn squid, they're back! They're fucking...
Fuck! Oh Jesus, they're attacking us! Jad, quickly! Get the weapons ready!
Yes, let me get the sexual humiliation retaliation drones ready to look at these squids' reproductive organs and laugh at them.
Jesus! Oh god! Jad! Quickly! They've latched onto the hull!
No, Jesus, not the hull!
I hope not! Jesus!
I hope these squid don't split our mouths wide open and squirt in us!
Oh, jeez. I sure hope that we aren't killed by these fucking squid. Chad, quickly. We gotta fight back against the squid. Jesus. Oh god. This is chaos.
It's a dog squid human animal chimera.
Chad, open fire. Jesus!